Yes, today we have shiur, right, regular. But tomorrow, separate schedule, so we'll have from 11 to 12. Because it's a different schedule tomorrow, right, there's no college right, tomorrow, so 11 to 12. And then, so we'll have the Gemara from 11 to 11:30 and the Chumash from 11:30 to 12. And then that'll be... And there's a Shem Sunday, it'll be a regular Sunday. We still have, you know, a couple of Sundays still left to finish off. And then we have to, okay. There's a Shem, sure we'll be done with Siyata D'Shmaya. Okay, so we've been talking about the inyan of Trei Hilchasa. Right, do we say Trei Hilchasa or not? Right, we saw the Ram, we saw the Rebbe Kivega. We saw the Chazon Ish, we saw the Gemara's the Chazon Ish quoted, etc. So today we're going to be continuing with that inyan of whether we say Trei Hilchasa or not. And the topic is in Amrina Trei Hilchasa Dofen Achuma B'Chovad Rami. So what does that mean? So let's see if we can figure out what we mean here. So there's nothing like having visual aids. Page 13. We are 23, even though we still have stuff from 22, but okay. Okay, so take a look at the picture in the bottom. So what do you have here? You have a sukkah that is, you have the schach posel, right, on top there. And then you have the schach kosher. So you could say, that pachas midal ramos, you see, the tzrach posel. Okay? But then, so it becomes a dofen, right? But then it only meets up with the tzrach if you say chovet rami, meaning you view the top as if it lowers down. So it's sort of like the shayla of gurasik, and it's from a different angle. But it's gurasik, and Dofen Akuma was when it only went up 10 tefachim, he had to put it up and then go like this. Here, you have to say Dofen Akuma and then Chovet Rami. You have to view the whole thing as if it goes down. Yeah, right, similar idea. So that's the question of Chovet Rami, the good, the Dofen Akuma. Whether you say those two halachas. So that's what we're here to explore. So, first, take a look in the Gemara Sukkah on Hamad Beis, on page 1. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Hilchus Gemir Lod Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Shiurin Chatzitzin Umchitzin Halacha L'Moshe Misina. That, all the shiurim that we have, like kezayis, kebetza, all those things are halacha l'moshe misinai. And chatzitzin is the din of chatzitza. You know, the fact that if you have something on your body and you're makpid, you're not makpid, all those halachas is also halacha l'moshe misinai. and mechitzin. The halacha of mechitzas. You know, ten tefachim mechitza is halacha of Moshe Mitzina. So now let's look here on the next page, where the Gemara says, Mechitzin hadamarim kiaros. Kiarosai hilchus of the good, the love of the dofer akuma. He says, the Gemara says that when we say that it's Mechitza as halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, it's talking about Gurasik, Lovud, and Dofen Akuma. Because the fact that you need a Mechitza that's Ted Fachim, that the Gemara learns out from other places. So it's not that halacha is learned out from elsewhere. So what's when we say Mechitza halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, is referring to good asik, lovud, and dofen akumah. So let's see what Rashi says. The good hechad tzarich l'megad o good achsich asik o achis. Good achsadra b'vikad damin p'tik v'yor v'sosim. So it says good means good asik or good achis. So that's halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. So if you look in the Panim Meiros, on page 4, he wants to discuss whether is there any proof from Rashi whether he holds like the Ran that you don't say Gurasik and Dofen Akuma. So the Chor Nira Lehavi Rai and the Kocha Sfir Leil Rashi Heichad Deina Mechitzis Megias Lizchach Lo Amrin Dofen Akuma. The Perish Rashi Ki Osi Ilchus Lagud V'Lovud Dofen Akuma. The Perish Rashi Lagud Heichad Tzorach Lamegad Ogur Achis Ogur Asik Gur Asad Rab Vikram Vazam Amrin Ogur Achis V'Lamanoki Rashi O Asik Stam the lomotzo mokom limtzo gabi sukkah gur asik. Halok she'ed the fadus magis neschach v'chokh me'olom lomar gur asik. Elakoch adalis lom gur dofen akuma heiche and ein had the fadus magis neschach like the gur asik. In other words, when Rashi gives you an example of halach l'moshe misinais and he says Gur achis o asik. The lomotzo mokom lumtzo gabi sukkah gur asik. Halok she'ein defanus b'gizr ham chorom gur asik. In other words, how come Rashi says the case of halacha l'moshe Mitzinai of gur asik is in Hilchos Shabbos? Why does he Dafka say Hilchos Shabbos? It could be Hilchos Sukkah also. Ela korcha de leisel may be dofen akuma hecha de in the fathers magias l'schach al yidei gurasik. So he says that because he wants to show you that maybe you don't always say good asik by sukkah. Namely, if you're relying on Dofen Akuma. He says, Mia Bikolza, Ein Raya Di Shlomar, Tulamrina Gurasikala, Amrina Chavad Rami. So, Hechishi Gag Roch of Tefach, Amrina Chavad Rami. Peish Rashid Hainanami Gur Achis. Ki Yishlomar, Kol Hechad Ein Dufaris Magis Lischach,
Akorkish Bisona Saf Sar Mina Dolphin Akuma Al Yidei Chovod Rabbi.
So one second. We'll verify this. So take a look for a second. Take a look for a second in Eshel Avram, page 10. Eshel Avram is the Buchacha. That's not the same Eshel Avram as the Prima God. His name is Avram David Warman. Everyone who went to Hank. Anyone who went to Hank? So he was the Rebbe at Hank for many years, Big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Warman. So that's the same Warman. No. There was a man, Rabbi Shlomo Warman, who lived in Kew Garden Hills. He wrote many Sfarim, and he was a Rebbe in Hank for many years. He's a descendant of the Eshel Avram. Right. In other words, he couldn't have written the Eshel Avram. I mean, that's already printed in the Shulchan Aruch. He would be, he'd have to be a couple of hundred years old. We just nifted like 2 years ago in the summer. So he says, so he discusses the Shiloh. He says, "My cousin for hating, she ain't the father's magias for schach, or shach over a kuma, ain't shall my shame be shame upon the mirrors. Case of the father should ha hain, lying with him, can you check him also? Rak she'ena the father's magias gam came the gag ha elyon, shall a shindlin, because the emsa chotzer, she's rikog, because my bach begin the gag, because my hasuka, yosem idal ramus, can't see a shiny, shasham, we hate it. Mary Gamkin Shasuka, Eats of Kosle Baish Lufneim, and Chikori Fearblum. Shamofi Rov, Ing Magiim, Kosle Habayis, Laga Kla. The Gabbat Stodish, Lomokam Hab. So he gives you cases that you had to say Gud Asik and Dolphin Akuma. But then he talks about what about the Chovod Rabbi Shaila. In other words, you say Dofen Akuma, but then the Schach Kosher is lower down. So he says, "I'm called Zeshayach Mzeh Chovod Rabbi Varezah Ki Iluhu B'Shivoi Masuka Toch Dal Amos Yisuka Ksheira Pei Mashu Sham Loshan Pani Mira She'ein Et Fadis Megiz Megag Dafka Ayri." So was he saying that maybe this case is, are the two cases equal? There was a concept of saying Gur Asik and Dofen Akuma. Is that the same Shaila of saying Chovod Rami and Dofen Akuma, or maybe the Chovod Rami case is better? So if you say from the perspective that you don't say two halacha l'moshe b'Sinai's, so then it should be the same. But if you're saying that no, that Dofen Akuma is sort of like we saw in the Nahar Sholem, it's a din in that you can't say the Dofen is Akum if it stops. Here it goes all the way to the top. And so it's Dofen Akuma. Now you say Chovod Rami, it's fine. You see, it's sort of what the Chazon Ish said. There's no halacha that you don't say two halacha l'moshe m'Sinai's. It's only said by Gur Asik against Rabbi Kivega. Only said by Gur Asik and together with Dofen Akuma. Because there the Nahar Sholem explains that the idea of Dofen Akuma is because that's what walls, you know, you know, maybe not the walls of this building, but the walls of a shack, you know, like someone said yesterday, they warp, right, after a while. So a dofen akuma is a natural form of way walls. So that's why it's good. But if it doesn't go to the top, so then there's no such wall that's a dofen akuma. In other words, that's a halachic wall. So what do you say? Halachic walls warp. Halachic walls don't warp. Physical walls warp. So if you don't have a physical wall that's going all the way to the top, then it's not shy to speak about a dofen akuma. Because imaginary, in the world of imagination, it goes straight. World of imagination, you know, but in the world of halachic, I don't mean imagination, but halachic things, that's what it is. So, but Chovet Rami is better, because here it goes all the way to the top. So then that's the regular din of Dofen Akuma, and then you can say Chovet Rami. But in other words, but if you want to say it's a blanket din that you never say two halachos Moshe Sinai's, then you wouldn't say it over here either. So if you're a pure Rabbi Akiva Eiger person, then you couldn't say it. So the Eish HaAvraham says that maybe in this case it should be okay. Masha'en came v'yish ha'goa b'kos l'gag v'tach ha'amar z'sok v'sham sh'gag g'vo harbe mufog v'kos ha'shayich b'zeh chovet rami v'reza ki'ilu hu b'shova yim ha'sok v'tach da'al ha'ramas v'sok k'shev v'chim ma'ash sh'om v'ingin ha'pah v'anim irish v'ein ha'tfonis v'giz v'chach dafka ha'ri. And that's what the Eish HaAvraham, that's what the Panamira seems to say, that the din is only said by Ein Defanas Megiyas Peschach. So the Eish HaAvraham seems to say that you could. These two halachos Moshe Sinai, as you could say. And that's what he writes over here in page 13, footnote 12. Eish HaAvraham. Dofer akuma gurasi kodesh omer dofer akuma im chovet rami. And certainly according to the Torah, ufi haran she'ein omerim kodesh she'ein omerim chovet rami dofer kukhenir Rebbe Chazanish. So as the Mishnah Berurah's master, it's all one halacha. Yeah, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah on page 11 in the Bir Halacha. And if you take a look in the Or Lezion, Rabbi Shimon Abashol.
Are we saying the difference
Yeah, but in other words, if you want to say that the reason why you can't say good asik and dofen akuma is not because you don't say two halachos moshe misinais, it's just that it's not shaykh to speak about a dofen akuma if it's not a real dofen. Because a dofen akuma is a physical thing that it becomes warped. An imaginary wall doesn't become warped. But then you could say two halachos moshe misinais. So in this case, where the wall goes all the way up, and then it turns, and then it's still above the other schach, then now you, after you say the dofen akuma, then you have to say chavad rami. There shouldn't be any reason that you can't. Only if you want to say that you don't say trei halachah moshe misinas. But yeah. Yeah, but you're still going to be using two halachah moshe misinas. So if you say you can't say two halachah moshe misinas, then it's going to be a problem. So take a look. Take a look in this tshuva from the Ben Tzvi Rabba Shaul, page 15. He quotes the Rabbi Kiveger, Shabbal Aram, Sukkah, Pachas, Midal Ramos, and Min Dovar Kuba, Dafkin, Dovar Zvigiz Chach. Shem She'en Omrim Shtei Alochas, Gerasi, Vidovar Kuba. And that's the Ram Lashitosa. Then he writes on the bottom of page 16, the Nira Lanias Daiti, because of Ram Sham the Lomrina Dokan Akuma Lovab Yachad, and Rakum Mandomashain Omrim Lovud Beemsa. Natam Hektiv Divya Ram, Tad Mandomashain Lovud Beetsa, Mishama Gibara, Amr Shiurham Mechatisin Mechitsin, Allah Moshe Mishinai, Kasai Hilfas of Good, the Lovab Dokan Akuma, Sivilay, she didn't love it, who never, she didn't love it, these are Yosef Anachna Rotsim Lahakshah Sukkah Vidofen Akuma Vilovan Svichim Utsar Shtei Halachas Vidofen Kidei Lasas Dofen Shtei Halachas Nemru Vidofen Inu Avshem Dofen Rakin Shinsar Shtei Halachas Yachad Hoke Midan Shekhaim Ulamrin and then Lovat Afim Beemsa Akin Halacha Pachas Vidal and Shomim Lovat Lo Nemru Vilachas Dofen Nimsa Shimani Rotsim Lahakshir Sukkah Rakal Dei Shtei Halachas Vidofen Akuma Vilovan Ain any tzorich l'shtamish b'shtei halachas b'dofen k'day l'kol lo shum dofen ela b'halacha achas avim lo rober yoel li lasos b'dofen ani yachol lo b'lovin v'ize chosro li rak b'halacha achas k'day lasos b'dofen v'ze mitztar b'shtei halachas v'yod haram v'ze l'hachsh sukum b'shtei halachas b'dofen akum v'lovin v'okei m'gur asik sh'ze halacha b'dofen tzorich v'itog am dofen akum b'shtei halachas b'dofen lo amrin. And as far as the Ram Ram, she has the fossil, we give the chal, long ring dover akuma, the Ram Lashitosi. The Gam Lashitis Machanir, yeah. So he wants to say like this, that maybe the din, he gives a new hesber in this whole sugya. He says, maybe the din of that you don't say shtei halachas is not just dama halacha that you don't say shtei halachas, but it's only if it's two halachas in the dofen. So you say one halacha is in the dofen, one halacha is in the schach. That you could say. So if you hold, so the ranch shita is only based on the shita in the Gemara that you don't say lovad be'emtza. You only say lovad on the side. So then, because then it's considered like part of the dofen. So he says, "Mashkosan Randal Amin and Dofen Akuma Velovin
Miyachar ein rachl manda omer she'en omim lovet be'emtsa. That tam hiktim divrei Ran, manda omer she'en lovet be'emtsa, because shiurim chatzitzin v'chitzin halachal moshe misinai. Also hilchus alagud lovet v'dofen akuma. It's really she didn't lovet lo nemar ela v'dofen. So it says good, that's a din in mechitza. A dofen akuma is a din in mechitza. So lovet must be a din in mechitza. Swedish didn't love it, lo nemer ela bedofen. If he's a yotzik, shanachnu rotzim mahach shesukim bedofen akum v'lovod, shichu v'sarev shtei halachas bedofen kevei v'asos dofen, shestei halachas nemer bedofen, v'ein alav shem dofen, rak shen itzarev shtei halachas yachad, lo kevei v'idan shakayim ala nabrinu din lovod v'afilu be'emtza, akei shalachah pochus v'gimel shamrin dofen, lo nemer v'hilchas dofen. Nimsa shah, אם אני רוצה להחשב סוכר רב לזה שתי הלוחס, דופן עקום ולובד, אין אני צריך לשתמש בי הלוחס ודופן. In other words, if you hold that דופן עקום, לובד is only when it's next to the wall, so then it's a הלוח in the דופן. That the דופן has to meet up to the schach. But if it's a din in the middle of the sukkah, then it's just a min... So the ranch only said it, למנדה עומר, Ein omim lovet be'emtza. So because then it's a din in the dofen. So memela, when it's ever two halachas in the dofen, then you don't say it. But not necessarily when it just stands two halachas. So then it would come out that in the case of the chovet rami. What would come out according to this with the Chavad Rami? Is it two halachas in the dolphin? No. One is a din in the... One of the din in the dolphin, and one of the din in the Chavad Rami is not a din in dolphin. You bring it down. But, yeah, but that's not because... But Chavad Rami you could have said anywhere. It was... Chavad Rami, say you had something in the middle of the sukkah, you'd also say Chavad Rami. Here it happens to be on the tzad. So it's only a something that, but if you're saying that lovet is only a din and dofen, then it's two halachas and dofen. But no one says Chavad Rami is only a din and dofen. Like, yeah, Chavad Rami is usually a din in ceilings, moving ceilings down. So according to his pshat, it would be good that you could say the two halachas Moshe Messina. So now let's go back to the Panim Eiros. So take a look in the Panim Eiros on page 4, where we were talking about before, with the Rashi. We were discussing the Rashi, that Rashi Shita is he wants to know whether you can prove from Shita's Rashi like the Ran or not. So we said that that Rashi says that the case of also Hilchus on the good, love of the Dofen Akuma. Perish Rashi on the good, Eked the Tzarech Lamega, or Ogar Ochi, Ogar Achsadra Bibika. That's the case in Hilchus Shabbos. But also Marmina Good Achis. But Lama Nokid Rashi O Asik. Stam. Lomotum Mokum Lumto. He said, Good Achis. O Asik. He got Achsadra Bibika. Lomotum Mokum Lumto Gabi Sukha, Good Asik. Look, she ain't the father's. Because the schach v'chochem anu lomar gurasik. So why do you have to look in Hilchos Shabbos for that? El chocha the leis lo lamei medovin akuma heichen dein defanis megias the schach holy day gurasik. Because you don't want to. Because the reason why he used Hilchos Shabbos is because in Hilchos Sukkah it won't work. Look in the footnote test. Peirush Rashi kosev the din. Good aches nemer b'achsadu b'vikar. Haynu mashamu be'erivin. The achsadu is a proof of vidal rochazel omer kiriya. Arba nostim arba. Yeah. Also, of course, karpi tikra. So therefore, the reason why Rashi didn't say good asik b'suka is because you don't say good asik with a pi tikra. With a dofen akuma. Eichad dey mechitzim from Gil Shach Lamin Gurasik Hayom Mishum Tuleka Lachshuri How they tzir for halacha the dofen akuma. He came like a gavda the name Gurasik Abi Sukra. But then on page 9 he writes, "Aviyeshul Chalak, the Dafki Maschach Pesul B'Shovim Maschach HaKosher, as Avi Pesul B'Dal Mokum Chol Pesul B'Chalak HaSuka." Although Kishenosel Lamali Main Maschach Pesul Tzil Sumeruba B'Chamas Maschach Kosher Tzil Sumeruba as HaSuka Kshera. Okay, so these are the discussions about that Shaila. Okay, but Rabbi Tzvi and Abba Shaul is a new pshat in the whole sugya. You know, in other words, we had the pshat of Rabbi Kiv Eger, two halachos Moshe Sinai. Then Chazanish said, no, there's no such thing. It's only by Gurasik. And then Rabbi Tzvi and Abba Shaul wants to say, it's only if you need two things in the dolphin. So therefore, that would explain how come, you know, with this Rabbi Tzvi and Abba Shaul, we have a lot of, you see, what about the Chavolim? We had the Chavolim and then you had Omer Merubah parts, right? So why is that two Halachos Moshe Misinas? So according to Rabbi Tzvi and Abba Shaul, it would be very good because Lavud, we Paskin, is not a din in Mechitzas per se. And Omer Merubah parts is a din in Mechitzas. So it works in very well. It's not the case of that we said yesterday in what Tezayin, the Kifin B'Chavolim, is talking about Lovud mechitzas, but gaps. So the Lovud mechitzas is Lovud, and gaps is on the Rubala parts. So it's two halachos Moshe Misinai. But according to Rabbi Tzvi Abba Shaul, it's not two halachos Moshe Misinai. Because one halachos Moshe Misinai is a din in what? In mechitza, and one is not a din in mechitza. Lovud, even though over here the Lovud is talking about a mechitza, but Lovud per se is not a mechitza dika halacha. Yeah, and maybe that's what Rabbi Brody, maybe that's what you say, since it's a din of dolphin, that's what you said yesterday, Rabbi Brody, since it's a din of dolphin, so then you have to have something more mamashis. So is that what you were saying yesterday? He said it, Rabbi Brody. So he's machaving to Rabbi Tzvi and Abba Shaul. He can be the Rashi of Parat Yosef. Huh? Yeah. So that's it. You got it. Yeah, what were you saying, Rabbi Telki?
To say what the scar of it in one, if it's by the pieces, so you don't have 12, and by the pieces.
Yeah.
If it's right in the case of that we're dealing with here, that's not necessarily right in yesterday's case. Just because of Allah from Moshe Sinai is not absolute in the case, it doesn't mean that it's that we that the Rabbi Kiva will come home.
Why?
This case, in our case over here, we're trying to pull up on one of them stops and one's on the
thing. Which case?
The case on page 12.
Yeah. You mean page, we didn't do page. Covered Rami and.
Right.
Yeah.
The page yesterday is both on the leaf.
Right.
It happens to be that it's not an
absolute rule. It's not the same. Yeah, okay. So if you take a look in the Betzina Moshol on page 20, he has a question. Misha Yeshlo Repesis Gedola. Say you have a porch. A big porch around. You have a like a regular one of these houses. You have a house, and then you have a porch.
As were we just said in the show that it counts my where it is before now that you have the chavurah of it and the mother both not even if being applied to the building.
Right, but one is it then in the. Kavra Kum is a din in the dolphin. The Kavra Rami is not a din in the dolphin. So that should be okay. Kavra Rami is usually a din in the ceiling, but the ceiling comes down. Right, yeah, here the wall is coming down, but I think his word is that if it's only Dovin HaKuma only applies to walls. Here it happens to be that the wall coming down. It has to be something that only applies to walls. Even though over here it might have that the wall is coming down, so it's referring to the wall, but it's not a din in the wall per se. In other words, apply it over here. Right. Because that's the idea. That if Lovet is only a din Benatzad, so then it's a din in the Defanus. Because that's to be next to the dolphin. But if once the din of Lovet is a din even in the middle, so that even when it's Minatzad, it's not a din of the wall. This is, well, he's explaining it. He's giving a. He's not saying. Well, he's saying that Rabbi Kiveger has the kasha, if you don't say to Allah Moshe Mishinai, so how come you could say Dovin HaKum and Lovet, the Gemara from Daf Tes. Right, so the Chazanish says, you see from here that you don't have such a din of to Allah Moshe, but he's giving another terence. He's saying that maybe you do, but it's only if it's a din of the Dovin. He's saying a different terence from the Chazanish. Because the Chazanish threw away the whole Rabbi Kiveger based on that Gemara Daf Tes. So he's saying, no, don't throw it away totally, but the din is only if it's two dinim in the dofer. Whew, it's hard. It's because maybe the halacha Moshe Mishinai was only. Each halacha of Moshe Mishinai was said independently. Halacha of Moshe Mishinai is a chiddush. So maybe the chiddush was only said when it's only this chiddush.
Okay.
No, because usually we say v'chiddush ein l'chabo al-chidusho. So maybe the chiddush of dofer akuma was only when you have to say dofer akuma, and the chiddush of grasik is only when you say grasik. But to multiply them together, so the Chazon Ish basically is saying like you that you don't apply it to all the cases. But this Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul is very important because I think Rabbi Moshe Brown, who's from Far Rockaway, Rabbi Moshe Brown in his Sefer Mishpre Yom, he has a piece of this. I read like 20, 30 years ago, but he has Gemaras that say you say Lovud and all these other halachas. Yeah. I forget what he says. Maybe he says something like this also. But with this Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, it's not a problem. We hold Lovud is not a din of dofen. Even when you're using the Lovud as part of the din dofen, but it's not a din of dofen per se, then you can always have two halachos and you've seen as even according to that. So he says, Mishi Yeshlo Merpesis Gedola, Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, page 20. Vishi Yishlo Merpeses Gedola. He has a big porch. From Mechitzas Habayis, he achas Mishlosha Tfanas HaSukkah. And he's using the wall of the house as one of the three walls. Vish Me'aleh Merpeses HaMechaseh HaSopochus Me'arba'amos. But then you have an overhang, but a big overhang. So now it's not that the overhang I told you I grew up with. Right, so it's more than four tefachim overhang. It's almost dalamos. It's almost dalamos, a little less than dalamos. So then it's going to be, you have to say what? You have to say dofen akuma. Hayim yachol sachik b'mokom hagoloi u'tzarif as mechitzas habayis b'din dofen akuma. So could you put the, you have a merpesis, and then you have a piece of bias, and then you have an overhang. So ha'im yochel l'sachet b'mokom ha'goloi u'tzarif es mechisel z'bayis midin dofen akuma. So could you use, say, dofen akuma, and then put the schach on the Mokom HaGoloi. Yesh limonu milismach ovud zal mechisus habayis midin dofen akuma l'rach shaschach bagad v'osa gova. In other words, so what happened over here? You have a merpeset, right?
The page
13's picture. Page 13. Yeah, so it's the picture of page 13. You have Dofen Akuma. Right. So maybe, you know, that's a question. You say Chavit Romi, if it's, in other words, if normal case of Dofen Akuma is that it meets up with the Schach, that the Dofen Akuma is going to be on the same level, but say it's higher or lower.
What does Dofen Akuma mean? That the Schach is, how exactly do you define the one?
One second.
Don't go right there.
Right. So in other words, you have to say the schach for a second. Well, that's the question. Because again, So what's going to be here? The Habayis, where is this Chach coming from by the Mechitzas Habayis? Right. Where's the schach coming in the Mokam Hagol? Where is it coming from? Is it coming from on top of the nose? There's a merpeset on top of your merpeset. So that you have a big merpeset, and on top of you is a small merpeset. Well, then, right. Right. So you have a big merpeset, and then on top of you is a small merpeset. But it's blocked in some room. Now, where's the schach coming from? It's coming from how is it not falling down, the schach? No, but he's mashma that it's not on the same one is higher up than the other. What has to come down? That's the Dovin HaKumah. It has to come down. And so you're using that, and then the schach you have on a frame, you say?
Yeah, that's a
frame. So the frame is lower down. And then this is, and you get the Dofen Akuma is going to be
on the house wall, bring it above, bring it down.
From the house wall. But here you have making a sukkah on your merpeset, and it's a really Vishy merpeset gadol mechitzas abayis yachas shlosha devanos. may allow me passes on chasa also pachas v'yarba amos and yochel v'sachek.
Oh, this is what I'm imagining.
Oh, okay, he's the artist here.
So that's what it looks like if you're cut in half. So that's the marpeset, and then you make a little sukkah right here. That's the sukkah. This is the marpeset.
Where's the sukkah?
This is the sukkah. Here's one side of it, and this, that squiggly line is the skach.
This is skach over here.
Yeah. So then this is coming down right here. And this
so
is
this is possibly. So the adofen akuma
is this part, this part.
Is this part, this part?
And that comes down. So this is how it would look like if you're.
So the skach goes all the way here. He's saying, and here you have your wall of the house, and then on top of the wall is a merpeset. So now you're going to say dofen akuma over here, and then you're going to have to say go down to meet the rest. So this is a classical dofen akuma chavad rami shayla. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, show it to other people. So that's the shayla. So the Eishel Avram says, maybe you do, and others question it. The Panimiris maybe questions it. So that's the shayla. But the main question is this the exact same shayla of the Jurassic, or this is a different shayla? So it could be a different shayla. This could be more kal than the than that shayla. Yeah, if he's quoting the Eishel Avram. But then there are others that say they're not. Because, you know. Yeah. Okay, Rav Moshe. Okay, it's something you have to think about.